The next podcast focuses on the idea of evangelism. Now, in Christianity, of course, people want, the Christian church want people to become Christians. As we know, when Jesus was baptized on the River Jordan, a voice from heaven said, "You are my son." Of course, Jesus commanded people to go and spread his message, and this was first done by Paul when he took the message of Jesus to Rome. But way for the Christian church to grow, of course, is to spread. In the Bible, it says in the Gospel of Matthew, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Jesus gave these words to people to go and spread his mission and go and send out and get people to become Christians. When the early disciples received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, this gave them the gifts necessary to carry out the Great Commission. The Great Commission was Jesus' instruction to his followers that they should spread his teachings to all nations of the world. Now, Christians have responsibility, according to the Great Commission, to tell others of their faith. This may be spreading the word to people they meet in everyday life, for some through organised events or preaching. Others may feel they need to go to other countries and become missionaries, which involves evangelism and in some case humanitarian work among the poor and the disadvantaged. The main aim is to persuade people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour and to extend the church to every nation of the world. Some would say this has worked, as there are some 2.2 billion Christians in the world. So it's very, very important for Christians to go and spread the gospel. It's difficult to know exactly how many Christians there are in the world, but up to a third of the world's population claim some sort of the Christian faith. This figure includes people who may know little of the Christian faith and rarely attend church, but in a sense thus declare themselves as Christian. The church has grown rapidly from the time of Christ and is still doing so in South America, Africa and Asia. This is not the case in the United States or Europe. However, there are still many Christians who live in both North America and in Europe. Now, the church's mission of sharing Christ does not end with people deciding just to become Christians. The Great Commission, as described by Jesus, was to make disciples, not just new believers. So the Christian mission involves not only evangelism, but the training of new converts in the way of following Jesus. For this purpose, each individual Christian has a part to play in spreading the faith and encouraging fellow believers. This can be done through different ways. These days, this could be through sharing it through social media or YouTube channels, and basically spreading the Christian faith.